ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः।
Yes, there are questions again. We have used the expression pray to God a lot this past week or so. Could you share your thoughts, please, on what is meant by to pray to God? To what does we pray when one has no conception of God? Actually, prayer, true prayer, is not some technique. It comes from the heart, from the emotions. And to what to pray? To that unknown energy, infinite energy known as God. You can never know God. God cannot be known. God is a matter of faith, not knowledge. With what will you know God? Through your mind, and mind is limited, and God is unlimited. The infinite cannot be captured by the finite intellect. So it is through faith that and love that you connect yourself with God. So when we have no conception of God, read books and books, then some conception will be there. But all conceptions will be temporary. You will make a conception and then it will be replaced after some time by another one, by another one, by another one, like this. This journey goes on. So, at whatever stage a particular seeker is, one has to start the journey from there. And stages differ. So the question whether God exists or not, try to understand it. God is the existence itself. Many times in my satsang there at my place, I explain in some other way. I tell you that thing, in short. My question is to the seekers, forget God, everything. Give me the answer, do you exist or not? Do you exist? You have to say yes. If you say no, I will push you. Get out. You say no, you are not. Do you exist? You have to say yes. Another question. Whether your existence, which you have admitted, and the awareness about the existence, the consciousness or the knowledge about existence, are they two separate things or one? You have to reply in the end, they are one. Without consciousness, how did you say I exist? So, you are conscious existence. Consciousness. Awareness, you are. Now third question, your consciousness is limited or unlimited? It is limited, finite. And the finite has its corresponding truth, the infinite God. And you are in the image of God as existence, as consciousness. The infinite existence and the infinite consciousness is God. Now there are differences about incarnation. There are two forms, the formless energy and those who believe in incarnations, they can believe it, but ultimately they reach the same result. Makes no difference. Anyway, these things need some time, more time. So pray to that unknown energy from whom you many times ask for help. Everybody is in difficulty sometimes. And, oh, help me. Who will help you? You don't believe? It is better to believe even if you have doubt. Because if God does not exist, no hell. And suppose he exists, then you are losing the chance. Anyway, I have given some pointers. Think over that.